and welcome to another episode. We're back in the new year. This is the first episode of Classic Black Dude in 2020. I'm your host, Clark Jones, a.k.a. Pod Strickland. Those who know, know. So I ain't got to go into the explanation of that or watch another episode. I'm so glad to be back. And we got a full house today, kind of like our last one. I'm so glad to have our guests, Lee Davenport, Lisa Traeger, and Brian Babylon. Some know him as Brian if you go back.
Whoa, whoa.
These are deep roots.
Man, how
deep roots. I go back far
that,
with
man.
All these
are
people.
You kidding me?
If we got to take
that's
something out, we got to take
name.
Something
no one's
out.
Find
I haven't
you,
even
Ryan
introduced
Johnson.
My guests, but they're all very fucking talkative, and I love that because there's no dead air here on Classic Black Dude, the show where
he
you get to
government
talk
names.
Back and we get to know back. We're doing government names. Look, if you're alive right now, we're a nation of usernames now. So if you, there's no more mafia shit, there's no more coded shit, there's no more secret shit. If you out there, the government knows. So ride the fucking wave. That's my approach in 2020. Keep riding the wave. We're going to make love go viral. I've been through a lot, listeners. I haven't even given y'all a name yet, but I will. But first, before we even get into it, I got to properly.
Say,
can I properly
hold
introduce
on,
you?
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Because you're a vet. You'll go
no,
first.
The government's not going to link on. They're going to link my whole persona to that now, my government.
No
Brian
listening.
Babylon. People are listening. We got followers. We got
the
fans.
Government.
They listen to everything. If there's a microphone, the government is
Since
listening.
Since we're all interrupting you, I just want to say thank you. We don't have to wear headphones. That's very nice. That's
yeah,
a cool perk of this pod.
Aren't y'all excited? Like, this is a real studio?
Yeah, this is a white fur
fancy.
Blanket.
This is very fancy.
I'm
Lee Davenport.
It took me 30 minutes to find the bathroom. This place is giant.
Let me give y'all actual intros. Lee Davenport, this is the Hollywood. We'll do the Hollywood intros first. How, like, why y'all are important to y'all professions, right? Lee Davenport. We had a black woman go first. Let's switch it up. She's the creator of a new show on Stars. She's written for
Gabrielle Union.
Can we talk about the New York
Life.
Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's writing the biopic for Wendy Williams.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fuck
well,
yeah.
Wrote it already. I'm done.
Wrote it
already.
She's done with that. Congratulations.
Is the Method Man part in there?
You had to talk to Charlamagne direct.
Do you know who Wendy's playing? Who's playing
they
her?
Haven't casted it yet.
Okay, cool.
Even if she did, she wouldn't say, I love that Hollywood answer.
No,
she's so media trained.
No, I literally just asked yesterday. I was like, did you cast it? They were like, no.
So yeah, they told you, but they told you say no if
Do
anybody asked.
Do you have someone
asked.
In mind while
yeah,
you were writing,
you?
Or you just thought about
you?
Wendy?
Yeah,
Wendy.
No. Good follow-up. Who would you cast?
Yeah.
Honestly,
who you like?
Not
Gabrielle.
There is a girl that I just casted my series on Stars called Run the World, and I saw like every black girl working, and there's this girl named Tiffany Mack who
okay.
I thought was really talented. And
are
I
you
could
still working
see her.
With old girl the one that we talked about
who
big name you know she be posting mad thirst traps, but I love it though.
Who are
Amanda?
You talking about?
Not Amanda. Don't bring up Amanda in this room.
Don't do that.
Don't
here.
Do that because she's been through a lot. She's been and it's 2020. I forget her name, but anyway.
Who are you talking about?
Legitimate. It'll come to me later.
That's in my show?
Yeah.
My cast is Bresha Webb.
Bresha Webb.
Amber West Stevens.
Love
Amber
Bresha
Stevens
Webb.
West. I never get that right. Amber West Stevens. Corbin Reed and Andrea Bordeaux.
And most importantly, you're a Spelman graduate class of 2005.
Regina Hall
Let
and
me
King.
Do all the intros
mixed
first.
Up. Which one's in The Watchmen? Got... She should play Wendy Williams.
Who?
No. No.
From
That's what I said.
The Boondocks?
It's a Lifetime
Regina
movie,
King.
Sweetie.
Regina
oh.
King? Regina King can play anything.
Yeah, it's a Lifetime movie.
I thought you meant her skills, and I was like, wow.
No,
oh,
no.
It's
no.
Lifetime.
Lifetime. This is a Lifetime bio.
Lifetime.
Yes. It's going to be a 2-hour movie, and then they also have a documentary. That's coming on
documentary.
After it.
Well, is the Whitney fight in the movie?
When black people don't believe in something, they pronounce all the syllables. Like, if she was excited about the project, it'd be, oh, it's a documentary. But documentary means that you don't know anything. She's going to get greenlit.
That is so true.
Lisa Traeger, we're doing all the women first. But her first big credit, when she got taken out of Chicago and got to be on E! Doing
Chelsea Lately
was her first big credit.
Yeah, my big was Adam Devine's House Party, but I don't know if that counts.
That was the first like on TV, yeah. But like when you did Chelsea Lately, motherfuckers was like, "Oh, Lisa's gone.
Yeah,
she's fucking.
Cool.
She's out there." Chelsea Lately, Comedy Central Half Hour, Adam Devine, fucking all
Netflix.
The shit. Netflix. I ain't even got to go through. Y'all know the name Lisa Traeger, Egg Glitter Cheese. She refuses to
A.K.A.
change.
Skokie Swift in the building.
A.K.A. Skokie Swift. Thank you, Brian Babylon.
Skokie Swift.
So
and a what is it called? An alumni of two black dudes in an open mic.
Yeah, we're gonna get into how I know y'all in a second.
Okay.
True that.
Cause motherfucker, we already 5 minutes in and I'm just doing intros, but that's fine. Brian fucking Babylon.
Yeah.
Wait, don't tell me.
Yeah. That's it.
But that's major. Because that's a bridge to other shit.
Yeah, and NPR sluts love ya.
NPR.
Well, they do.
Oh, and The Moth.
Yeah, I made The Moth pop in Chicago. The
and
Moth.
Shit. Always I have weed on him, too.
Always.
Which is nice.
But that's my medicine. I ain't about smoking. Doctors say I need a Becky-atomy.
And you got some new shit going on, and me and Lisa just filmed in.
Yeah,
Will
yeah,
Miles.
I did it. I finally can say, because I'm one of those outsiders in the industry, I can finally say I'm doing some shit during pilot season.
Finally. It is. Congratulations.
You know, and I have to use, and I told Clark yesterday, you have to do that black HBCU energy when there ain't no way you motherfucking make you a
That's
way.
Right.
It's not, no, it's not right now.
It's
okay.
Fake it
That's
till
all
you make
it is.
Fake
I'm gonna
it till
get
you
me
make
a pilot.
It.
I'm gonna get to that registrar's office.
3 out of 4.
It's also not faking
I'm
it.
I'm gonna
it's
convince
also,
him to give me that financial aid,
right.
though.
It's also learning all the lessons and all of the no's and bad stuff.
Yeah, you gotta
too,
learn how
you know?
To. This game ain't gonna give you shit. You gotta take that.
3 out of 4 of the dice, is that how you pronounce it? Of the brown table, of the corner table right now, HBCU graduates and Lisa.
Yeah.
She's
a
Russian Jewish person, so she know about struggle.
I was an immigrant, but
what did she say yesterday? Once a immigrant,
she
always
said,
an immigrant.
You know, like, you know, when we were doing Coming to America, like.
Yeah, that was so funny.
So this month is our family's 30-year anniversary of Coming to America, but
and
they all thought I was going to the movie
say
party.
Coming to America and not, and we're not going to reference Eddie
it's
Murphy.
Great.
Like, was your father the one saying, aha?
She was so low. She was like, oh, okay. I just said Coming to America and I didn't know.
Were you
like,
in the sequel?
Eddie Murphy is for, all right. She said a Coming to America reunion celebration. I'm thinking, like, oh, is Jermaine Fowler going to be there?
Coming to America reunion celebration.
And I was just like, hey.
That's how Coming to America sequel.
I didn't know we were talking
influence.
About Russian immigrants.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What part of Russia?
It's the Ukraine now, present day Ukraine. It was the Soviet Union, but it's Odessa on the Black
That's
Sea.
That's actually very pretty over there, that town.
Yeah, it's like a beach town.
It's like a resort town.
It's a party
near
town.
St. Pete? Is there anywhere near St. Petersburg?
No, we're like trash on the sea. We're a party town. I do a joke about how we're kind of white trash of that area.
That place is
We're sluts.
Wild.
Both my parents are sluts.
What?
Both my parents were so slutty, always.
So just a lot of hooking up?
Yeah, my dad's been married like 3 times, slut. My mom was married as a
Is
teen,
it making
kids.
A man be a slut or a...
Yeah.
It's or, just because a man, of the or page. A woman is a strumpet.
A strumpet?
That's your old
That's
timey.
Old time.
That's
Where'd
old
you learn that word? You didn't learn that at Clark Atlanta University.
You know nothing but a strumpet.
You didn't learn that in Atlanta. You didn't learn that in the West End.
Well, I think I heard a black woman who used to teach at Clark call her mother that.
A strumpet?
My mother's nothing but a strumpet. I'm like...
That's so elegant. It's like such an elegant way to call someone a whore.
It flows
whore,
too well to not.
That's some Downtown Abbey's shade.
Downtown Abbey? That's how black people say it.
I don't fuck with no Downtown Abbey.
Man, that shit. I ain't fuck
no,
shit.
No, because I asked my mom recently. I was like, it's weird. I don't know how you and dad met. And she goes, well, I knew him forever, but he put on women like gloves. And so I think
that's
he was
a whore. That's a weird flex.
I put on women like gloves.
That's
and
a, that was a
like
flex.
He changed women like gloves or something like that, but then
but
he wore her down.
But that generation is like, oh, you controlled a Playboy? That's almost like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Like, they play up.
I tamed him down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They play up how wild her husband used to be.
Yes.
Until he met me.
Yes, and then she was the one. This is very Lisa Vanderpump, if you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Wait,
Lisa
so I just Vanderpump moved to L.A. this month, okay. So and I keep seeing Housewives at SoulCycle.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh,
Teddy,
you must
Kyle.
Go to the one in
West
Beverly,
Hollywood.
Okay, in West Hollywood.
It's the best.
Yes.
Yo. I saw so y'all
Lisa Vanderpump.
Did you watch Vanderpump? Yes, the premiere this week?
Girl, yeah.
Yeah, so good. So
I know, I know. It's weird, though, because they're trying to act
Max is
like,
hot. I'd fuck him.
I don't care about new people. I only want to see the old. Okay, we're going.
Lazy,
no,
did you watch Black Lady Sketch Show?
No, it was overseas, and I haven't had HBO since. I haven't seen Euphoria or finished Big
That's
Little
a
Eyes
good
yet.
Out. That's a good out.
I
it's
saw
a good
all
time.
The clips on the internet.
It's a good time for black alternative.
I like the one on the plane.
Alt-black everything right now. Fucking Astronomy Club is genius.
I haven't watched that yet.
What is that?
I have not seen Astronomy Club.
Astronomy Club on Netflix? You gotta watch
it. Oh, is that the Jizza show?
Yeah, what?
Genius?
No, 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 no. That's on Hulu.
Oh.
That's the Wu-Tang show.
The Wu-Tang
I'm talking
show
about.
Is
I'm talking about the Genius
good.
Had some like science show that he was doing.
He was the scientific one of the Wu.
Yeah. But what is Astronomy Club?
Astronomy Club is like It's diverse another... black lady sketch show. It's very funny. It's very good. Friends of mine are on it. Black Lady Sketch Show was funny too, but the first one through always gonna take all the hits, right?
Yeah.
So like it opened the door. So Astronomy Club came through on Netflix and it's just banging. It's Sherman Showcase is banging.
Love
they got a
Sherman
second
Showcase.
Season.
So good.
It's so much good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's back up. Let's take the back. Let's take it back for a second.
And let's not interrupt each other.
That's one of my big flaws.
No
as a
dead
human.
Air. Interrupt me. I don't give a fuck. It's like when black hosts say, like, hey, y'all can interrupt me, but be cool to these comics. That's my approach to this shit. Y'all can be nice. I need y'all energy. Whatever energy y'all get out, they going to get right back to y'all.
Classic.
They going to get right back to y'all. That's my approach with it. What are y'all excited about in 2020?
On TV or just in media?
Period.
Period.
Life, man. I lost my mom. I got shot at. The end of 2019 can suck my fucking dick.
True that.
So I'm excited that anything, Lisa was kind of like, oh, should I do it? I'm like, no, I'll fucking pick you up. We're doing this.
Anything
that I want to do, whatever I can do to make it happen, to make my friends excited. I used to be a loner. You know this,
yeah,
Babylon.
Yeah. And let me just say something
real
quick.
You're not only a loner, you were annoying. You would be invited to a gathering and you'd be like, we'll see. I don't know if I'll make it. I might come by. And it's like, you're going to come by.
I don't know these Clark years in Chicago.
What do you know?
Always hard to get with events.
He moved to New York when I left New York. So, I don't know this side of Clark. I've known Clark since the first day of high school.
Me and Lee met in geometry class. Shout out to Mr. Green.
It was algebra class.
Algebra class.
So you're a Whitney Young.
Young.
Did you like the HBO? What's that movie? The HBO movie? Cheaters.
I love it. Yeah, that was so hard.
Hannibal
went
to Steinmetz. So that's another web connection.
Well, hold on. Real talk. I'll go back to what you're saying about 2020. When I went to your mom's service, Clark Jones gave me new energy from that service.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? I was in my feels like, you know what I'm saying? See my brother go through this. You know what I'm saying? Life is short. You got to fucking go out there and do that shit.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I left, I'm like.
How was I up there, man?
Clark Jones had me.
I know we got an agenda,
Had me as an older magical black man. Had me on an emotional roller coaster.
My Bagger Vance.
Dude, you had me on an emotional roller coaster.
Wow.
I was like, you know, you're trying to, you know. I'm not
trying to hold it.
Hold him. I'm trying to cry.
And
then it was funny. And then it was, you know, but it was like you felt the energy and the love in that. And you felt your mom's energy shine on you for all of us to win. I'm not fucking bullshitting you, dog. I'm going to make calls and do some shit and win. No joke. And I called you and told you that shit.
You took
dog.
Pictures. You told me immediately.
Is that how you feel? Like amped now? Like go make it happen?
She was always kind of that. My mom was so many things.
Because she believed in you past beyond the stage mom. Because stage mom's doing it for their own shit.
You saw anybody who followed me on social media or did anything, you saw Denise Porter repeatedly. She was always that guaranteed. I would like it first. She would like it second or third. But she was doing her own. Trap mom. I remember you texted me about my mom was sitting in the car. We were listening to trap music, and it started with Bad and Bougie because that was her too. She fucking loved that song, and I would just post it. And I'm not even that tight, but she was like, "Hey, let's do a song today."
Because real talk, the two Bad and Bougie for a certain tier of black person, you know what the fuck that means. You lay that motherfucking life. You know what I'm saying? You know what the fuck bougie is. Because your cousins might not be bougie. Because your other black people might call you bougie.
I don't know if everyone feels that way the way Chicago people feel that way. Like, I feel like to be called bougie in Chicago.
Well, no, it's a certain cities.
Like
D.C.
a whole other
D.C.
thing.
D.C. black people, yes.
Oh, my God. Them people. Lisa, did you go to any Obama inauguration? Did you go to Obama inauguration?
No.
Oh, wait.
Did you go?
Hell yeah.
Me and Lee we were there together.
It was so cold.
I remember walking around Chicago in an American flag windbreaker that my mom had.
That's some white ass shit.
But I don't remember where I was.
I would never in my life wear an American flag as clothing.
Black people didn't fuck with America until Obama won.
I have this one windbreaker.
That's when we really started.
Remember the night he won. I remember walking in the streets of Chicago, but I was not there.
I know the exact windbreaker she had. Lisa Traeger. I know windbreaker she had. I've seen her in that way. Lisa Traeger has the Dream Team, a retro Dream Team style.
Oh, that's cool.
windbreaker from when Jordan and all them won the Dream Team.
So it's like, when he had to drape up to cover up the Reebok logo.
But it's the one that they gave the whole Dream Team to wear. Not the one he put over, but over his logo.
Oh.
It was that warm up jersey. I'm like, what the fuck? She get that fucking.
Lisa's so fucking Chicago.
She like, what the fuck? What is this?
Lisa,
she's like, I was wearing American flag. I'm like, we all have like airbrushed t-shirts of Obama from 125th Street.
It was
like,
so many.
It was a very different visual aesthetic.
Every real soul food place, because there's some gentrified ones, still has the Obama photo up, and it's never coming down.
It's never coming down.
Never coming down.
Just like some places.
Why would it?
I went to
it's just.
Why would it ever, you
but,
know?
Like, even if it was
no gun shop in America if, still has the Obama photo
If racist
photo
people
up.
In the South can still hang the Confederate flag, like, we, our Obama
forever.
Posters are
it's
never coming down.
It's a cultural thing.
It's just food places also, if like, even if it was a C-list, food places don't take down their headshots.
They took. I don't even know if Bush ever went up.
No,
like
no.
Sylvia's
no.
in Harlem. Like Bush never went up. They didn't.
Oh,
even
did
have
they
a
change
president.
It for the presidents? All
it's
the
supposed
time?
To be no, the most current no, one.
I
like
the DMV. Know that.
It's really whatever one you like. That it's some.
Yeah, like John Kennedy is gonna stay in some black people.
It's
yeah.
some
like
Jimmy Carter ones in Atlanta. Guaranteed. It's some fucking. It's some first Clinton. It's some people. Some women's. I've seen Hillary Clinton's headshot up. In some New York place.
Or some like.
That's a place I don't really want to be.
It's just like, it's 40 and over wine and paint and sip places. Got Hillary Clinton still
poor
up.
Hillary.
It's whoever you like.
When
that's
I went to see the Obama paintings at the Portrait Gallery, or the President's Hall, whatever that one is.
Painted by but, Clark Atlanta alum.
Yeah.
Kehinde Wiley.
Kehinde.
So I bought all the gear. I like merch.
You.
And so yeah. I was buying everything, Prince, and they were saying that they were selling out so much that every order of new Obama painting gear, they would sell out, that it was like the most insane numbers and they couldn't keep it in stock.
Motherfuckers
were
selling
missing.
8-year calendars in D.C.
Yeah.
2008 had, like, that was me and my boy, we were down there, Brian, who also went to my good friend from Chicago. Anytime we need to laugh, we just text each other, 8-year calendars. 8-year calendars. That's because that dude was the loudest. All those black people.
She went to Clark. The
who
chick,
did?
The chick
Michelle?
Who paint, no, the chick who
no,
painted
who
that.
No, who did Michelle?
But you know who, where Michelle did go? She went to Winnie Young High School.
She did.
Sure
Michelle
did.
Robinson.
She did.
Michelle Robinson from the South.
But who's the guy who did Obama's painting? He had a bunch of stuff at the Brooklyn Museum for so long.
Kehinde Wiley.
Yeah.
That was Kehinde.
Yeah, he had a bunch of
and
stuff.
And motherfuckers got mad. That wasn't the official. It was like, how could you get all artsy with fucking.
I've never been. I've never
the official
cried
portrait.
At
it
a
wasn't
painting,
right.
But
that was the one he liked. It was official because that was the one that they fucked with.
It's
the
also the one of the most. I go to art museums. That's what I do when I'm on the road. Is I go to art museums all over the world, and that painting is.
But when you see all the
stunning.
Other presidential paintings, and then the way the Obama painting looks, it's just so.
It's badass.
It's all like. It's like I'm a vampire. And then it comes out with like, wow, like am I on acid?
Like
just the layers.
Yeah, it's like all these colors. And
you know the other ones are going to collect dust. Motherfucker, whoever's
the
at the Civil Rights Museum in D.C.,
yeah.
they're going to keep that bitch pristine as fuck. That's a black educated, like serendipitous. That's my favorite word right now.
Is it?
I love serendipitous.
Did you just discover it?
You no. It was always one of those words. I would use kismet instead. But serendipitous is like everything is serendipitous right now.
Wasn't there
how things
there
work out is
called
for the good.
Serendipity.
Serendipity. There's a very famous restaurant in New York called Serendipity. That's
frozen
a dessert place.
Chocolate.
Exactly.
You went there too?
No, but it's like so famous. It's like they talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
every movie that was made in that.
It's like,
it was like a rom-com.
Is there a rom-com?
Yeah.
It's a
rom-com.
Yes, because John Cusack has my last name. He's Traeger in it. So I was like keeping it in. But yeah, I was excited.
That is goddamn amazing. We're going to take a break right here on Classic Black Dude. I'm so excited for our guest today. We haven't talked about anything. We just got to know each other and finding out, how serendipitous we are that we're here today. We'll be right back on Classic Black Dude with Lisa Traeger, Brian Babylon, Lee Davenport, and your host, Clark Jones, a.k.a. Posh Strickland. We'll be right back. And okay, we are back here on Classic Black Dude. So glad for the new year 2020. I'm going to talk like a black preacher. It's 2020 vision.
Dub.
No, oh, my God, the 2020 vision.
But it is. I think 2020 is it's magical. It's big. They're like, it's just a giant number, whether you believe in things or you're not cheesy and you don't love New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
It seems magical, 2020 vision. I just feel like there is a lot.
Well, I found out this is the year of the metal rat.
And the Chinese.
Yeah,
Chinese.
So this means whatever you want to do, you can get it. I like, Chinese know how to spend some shit. Like, metal, this is the year of the metal rat. The regular rat, yeah. That fucking robot rat.
I didn't even know
rat.
that was a thing.
Look it up. The year of the metal rat.
I'm going to look this up.
The year of the metal rat.
Have y'all been to China?
I've been to Hong Kong.
Okay. Yeah.
So it depends on your politics.
Is that, that's Japan?
Why you say that? No,
Hong Kong is China,
that's
right?
That's CPS, what you just
that's
said.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Hong Kong, is that Japan?
I talk global history.
Like, ask the people in of Eastern Hong Kong York. If I've been to China or not. I've not been to mainland
Tokyo
China.
Is Japan.
Okay, I feel what you're saying.
Okay.
One thing about China is it's super
They got the
choky.
Thing with it's, the People's Republic. They got a whole fight going. Civil
are they
rights.
Beefing over there?
They're also killing. But yeah, it's like nuts.
Yeah, they don't fuck around over there.
It's like you got.
But I learned about all this through the NBA. So
Dennis Rodman, also your favorite player. LeBron messed up. He said something, and then like the Houston Rockets. Yeah. What happened?
Well,
all about the Hong Kong. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah. People's
Hong
Republic.
Kong's always been its own kind of sovereign
thing.
Territory, and the mainland China's been trying to bring it more and more into. You know, under its
and Hong Kong was like, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, and Hong Kong was like, so fuck no. And then mainland China was like, but we believe in violence. And then Hong Kong started protesting.
That's a flex.
And like,
if you
just
tell
like,
somebody, you know, we believe in violence, right? And
I
people
mean, that's
go,
basically
ooh,
what they did.
No,
and then they started
club
like yeah. Billy clubbing and like injuring and killing protesters. And then you know they've got way better technology, so they're literally like
face recognition
scanning people's
shit,
faces
oh, yeah.
And being like, "You were at the protest, and I'm gonna like come hunt you down." So
yeah.
That's why they're all wearing masks and like when they protest, like.
But because, you know one thing, smart. I will give the China. I'm not something like I'm in charge of people credit.
I'm gonna get credit. I'm China credit
like,
for this
like,
though.
Like my
one
credit
thing
me.
They did do.
But they know how to mobilize, and we need to take a lesson how they did. They did all their mobilizing off fax machines. Because, you know, you can't send
because
like, yo, you, come,
yeah.
You can't.
There's no yeah. Digital.
They'll come find you like, hey.
Like China, they got like the big screens. YouTube is different over there.
Everything is different
like,
over there, dog.
Like they'll make sure you go viral like off their software and their technology.
Yeah, the algorithm like, is the state runs things to make people famous. So there's a few actresses who said
exactly.
Some stuff against China.
Right.
Like, you say what?
Yeah.
You ain't famous no more.
Just like that. Like, you'll be famous overnight, you'll be unfamous.
Unfamous.
Yeah.
Overnight.
It has nothing to do with TMZ over there.
Wait, but why are we talking about China?
Because we were talking about technology and
like I lost
China.
Us.
And there was something Lisa
no, the
brought.
Metal rat.
The metal.
Oh,
the year of
the
metal
rat. There we go. Bring it back.
Metal rat.
And fucking Lisa's OCD is kicking in or something's kicking in because she just sighed heavily. What's the problem? What you going through?
I can't keep
oh,
up.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, but we've been in. Our offices are in where I'm working are in Chinatown, so I've been really deep into Chinatown culture.
Can you mention the new what is that? What is your connection with Hannibal Buress? People want to know.
I'm one of the
why
chief executives at Izola Media.
Why are
formerly
you
known
always
as...
the opener for him? You and Al Jackson. What is your relationship with Hannibal Buress?
Well, dog, you know what I'm saying? I just want
to oh, make sure. Oh, God, he's deflecting.
No, I mean, you got,
what's going on? What are y'all doing?
That's when you put your you take care of your friends. You know, it's you know, road is whack if you want with somebody you don't know or somebody they throw with. You know how the road is. If you with somebody who you don't care like about, it's your friends.
I think not. I mean, there's so many great things
funny.
About being successful, but one of the best. It seems like if you can afford it, bring your friends to open. You get to go out to dinners, fun things, and you have your people with you. Like,
Chicago's a big
that
ass
seems
town.
Awesome.
That's just how we move. We move on a local.
It'll Someone tweeted once: people from Chicago move to other cities to hang out with people from Chicago.
Absolutely.
Look at this room right now.
Only hang out with people
from
Chicago.
Look at this room right now. It's
and
all Chicago people.
My baby
You're
shower
skokie,
was like
that's fine.
95% people from Chicago.
Wow.
Your
out
birthday?
Here?
Yeah.
We were
in
at
LA.
A rooftop in LA.
It was
all
like
Chicago people.
Did you just have a baby?
I did.
She did.
I did. I have a 7-month-old daughter. Thank you.
What's her name?
Her name is Cadence.
Nice.
Nice.
Cadence
what?
Cadence Lee Clark.
Oh, my God. No.
Like the last name makes you the
Mia. No, my boyfriend, who's also from Chicago also and went to Kenwood, is last name Clark. So yeah.
Nice. Well,
Lee and I went to the same high school, literally or figuratively the same college in Spelman. Spelman and Morehouse are right across the street from each other. We both lived in New York. It's crazy.
I'm from
my entire life.
Like,
so you can watch
your black ass back to Mother Africa.
Africa. That's what he pronounced every syllable. Africa.
Africa.
He didn't, it was a diss. If you pronounce every syllable, you're kind of throwing shade.
I like to know this for my future.
If they say, like, what's, like if, Lisa, if I'm talking to you and you got a spot at the Comedy Store and I really don't fuck, I'll say the Comedy Store.
Oh, so you're the Comedy Store.
Right.
Okay. I literally was in Hyde Park by that Whole Foods.
Hyde Park is different now, yeah.
The new one. And there was a girl on the phone cussing her man out because he didn't wait for her.
How'd you know it was her man?
And the more, you could just tell. And the more angry she got, though, the more she was like,
articulating.
Let's be clear.
Ooh.
I was sitting there waiting for you. Why don't you shut the fuck up
Literally.
And listen to me because... And I was like, she is like really articulate in this
cuss
out. Like,
time.
It's just, it was so sharp. You know, it was a shock.
I want you to catch every syllable of this cuss out. That's how you know. And that's how you know she was, and you know she was doing her hand thing. Shout out to Lil Rel.
Yeah, that's what I was like, that's
Lil Rel over here. And like the phone
Little
over here.
Rel.
And
that's you.
You are doing too much.
I felt the last like black, good, the last though, black like, woman hearing it though, like it was something very like cool.
Yeah,
like she is just highly articulate, cussing him the fuck out, and I love it.
My last black girlfriend took me out like
better.
That. Yeah, that's why I never went back.
People, you have to cuss out. Why are you dating a man who won't wait for you?
All men have to be cussed out
because of the challenge. If the worse he is, the more gratification you get for
that's
changing him into someone perfect.
That's a lie.
No, my mom is still struggling
every black
with
woman
this
in my family. When they talk about
the patriarchy, she got, convinces you of that.
Are any of those women still married?
Yeah. They got more stories about how horrible he used to be than how great
that's
he
ridiculous.
Is now.
Because he's broke
I'm not
going to
actually let you
Champion.
Put that on black women. That's horrible.
Champion. Black women have problems too. Let's talk about it.
Everyone,
not perfect.
Starting with
no,
Rizzo.
No,
but I'm
perfect.
Saying like the idea that everyone's out here looking for a scrub to improve. Like,
not anymore.
Like, that's some bullshit.
Okay. Let's talk about it then.
That's the new thing. I'm on Instagram all the day, and that's kind of the new meme thing where it's like we are not halfway houses for bad men. We're not like
not
women
anymore.
Are not here to train guys to be better. Like, go to therapy and work on your shit.
That's why I'm
learn
be single
how to fold
forever.
Stuff.
Nobody want
to
fix me no more. And that's how I grew up.
Well, I started dating women, and that's been great.
You date women?
No, I still... But I do jokes about this, but yeah, no, I miss...
Leah's the last black woman in Hollywood to date a black man?
Honestly, though, it's a little... It is like... I really do. I'm like, oh, you know, my man, we're talking about our men, and then I meet your man, and we meet you. And I'm like, oh, I never thought about that.
But they be the most to say about, oh, these
modern
niggas
out
here training white
men. But black men, black scholars, race theorists have been marrying white women forever.
I'm not none of those things.
I'm just saying, they'll be the number one from your Henry Louis Gates to your, you know, when I'm going to be all here making enemies.
W. Kamau Bell.
But
w.
like, all Ooh. Of them
I said it.
Have everything to say about being black, black condition, and black malehood, and none of them are with black women. So, you know, black women are just getting in.
Do you ever feel guilty, Lisa, about how all these black successful dudes are with white women? You ever feel guilty about that?
Sure. Do I?
Yeah.
They're not fucking me.
You ever feel fucking culpable?
I feel like
I don't fuck with that word, so I say culpable.
I feel like
about
I've
shit.
Fucked enough non-successful black men to be put out of this. I don't feel no guilt.
So you don't, okay. You fucked enough open micers.
Yes.
You
paid,
fucked yourself
you
out of
your
guilt.
Dues. You've earned your stripes.
Yeah.
You're due for a good one, too.
I've always felt like, man, am I like some of the blowjobs I've gotten, I'm like, yo, I'm helping your guilt go away. This ain't even about me.
Yeah,
I'm broke enough to make you feel like this is bigger than me.
Yeah.
This is bigger than Nino Brown.
True that.
This is bigger than
true.
I'm just stressed out thinking about you getting a blowjob. Is this making
I know. Lee's known me since I was 14 and wore Pelly Pell, so she don't even know that I have sex.
I don't know what a Pelly Pell is.
It was a black design, like black menswear in the night.
Is it Pelly Pell or Pelly Pelly? This is like
it depends on what side of Chicago
you're
from.
But you know the funny thing about Pelly Pellies or Pelly Pelly and all them, all that fashion from that time. If you ever like, I live in, you know, I still live in Bronzeville in the hood, Well, the neighborhood. I'm the Prince of Bronzeville, actually.
The Prince of Bronzeville.
You know, I'm the Prince of Bronzeville. And when I go back to my kingdom, I always see a few guys who are in eight balls or Pelly Pell Jack. You can tell, like, this nigga must have just got out of jail.
Yeah, champion.
Anytime
if he got on
you
champion,
see somebody who's wearing clothes from like 2001, you just did that big.
He had a safety deposit box.
He just came back his mama's closet and had
he's ahead of the trends. Everything comes back.
Champion is popping right now.
This is happening in Highland Park in LA right now, where all these people went to jail and the neighborhood fully gentrified, and now they're all coming home and they're like,
What is this?
Where is my, yeah.
And all the Mexican spots are still there because white people love Mexican food.
Yeah, like the tattoo shops and stuff, but
I don't like Mexican food. I'm going to get canceled.
How?
Do you not like cheese?
I like Chicago Mexican food.
I like Taco Bell.
There's a way that they do it in like Pepe's.
That's Taco Bell.
They put extra grease on it or some shit in Chicago.
I love Mexican food. I like Mexican food.
Everything's too healthy.
Oh, no.
I'm totally excited about Chicago circle jerk. I love that. I did want to say about you being charged up for
2020 and with your mom passing. Yeah. I think, you know, was it last year or the year before? 2018, my sorority sister Lori died.
Yes.
When I left her funeral, it was January. Like, I think she died on like January 11th. That's coming up in a couple days. And when I came back from her funeral, I also felt very charged. And my thing was, she didn't have enough time. Mm-hmm. She was 35 years old. She had a 2-year-old daughter, and she died of ALS. And she didn't have, and she had done so many things, and she did so many things even after she was diagnosed with ALS. Like, she had her baby after being diagnosed with ALS. She had done all this, and was like, if she can do all of that,
true that,
right? Like, what am I actually doing? And I do think it put a different fire under me to like get my shit together, lean into the writing, like just do the work and try to make things happen, because it's like, I'm still here, you know?
And I'm talking about Michael Jackson length, Smooth Criminal,
leaning in.
You gotta lean in that
I'm
hard
talking
now.
Like, Usher, Make Me Want to Lead the One I'm With video when he took the shoes off, and he did a lean in that video too.
Yeah,
It's so many stages. First of all, let me just say this. Me and Lee go back to, we danced together.
What kind of dance?
My mom used to come. And I'll never forget, my mom was just like so like hip hop and current and young. And I remember my mom came to pick me up, because she always picked me up from rehearsals. And we're doing like this, our own little gang. We had our own handshake. And I remember Lee was like, what are they? Is that your sister? That's because that's how she used to talk. She used to talk very Beverly, which is bougie Chicago.
I have spoken the exact same way my entire life.
Beverly. That's what black people think
is
fancy. I am
from Beverly. I am from 117th and Longwood, and I am not ashamed.
She's not ashamed of it.
And I have spoken the same way my whole life. It's just you elevated your shit.
I did.
And now you realize
she know me well.
Speaking correct English is not a measurement of how black or I am or am not.
But we're all trying to figure it out.
But nothing's changed here.
Back then.
Nothing's changed here.
But if you don't have a passport, like, that means you're not. I'm just kidding.
You got to have a passport, too.
I'm just kidding.
You have to have a passport and cash. You got to get ready to leave the country
at any point.
I was trying to do some shady shade.
I didn't catch it.
She knows me from back in those days. She met my mom, and she was like, wait, y'all are just like, she's like cool.
But your mom was so young. And like, my mom and his mom felt like very different types of moms. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm like, how is your mom like young and cool and like fly? And I love my mom's amazing, but she's very straight laced. And, you know, my mom's the kind of mom's like, I'm your mama, not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his mom was friends. I was just like, what is this? Moms can be like this? I don't know.
And what up, shorty? And all this other stuff. And that's what, there's so many phases you go through. And I'm not going to make this too deep, because I'm talking about it forever and I may cry. I'm not going to cry now, because I got my cry out last night. What she showed me, she was doing her own station, and she was running with the church, and she was all these things. So, yeah, it was embedded in me. And what one of the phases that I've gone through, first I went through the be safe, Clark, out there. Like, don't be reckless with anything. Then it became like, you know, y'all want to know what the lowest or the hardest moment was? Mm. Oh, it's urgent care because I was feeling like I needed to go. I was feeling, I don't even
something's
know what to,
wrong.
Black people don't have technical names and shit. You need to go to urgent care. And
this should feel tingly over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some don't feel tingling. Right. Some don't feel
my
right.
My left ear's cold.
Some acting up. So go see about it. And they asked me who my emergency contact was. That was a hard moment. That was a hard fucking moment when he asked me, who is my emergency contact?
Who
I did
is
not
it,
have
Will?
One. It was.
It is Will.
Will Miles is my emergency contact.
I would have gone with Will.
What's going on?
Are you okay? A comedian.
No, mine is Julia Olson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have my friend. Well, my parents don't speak English, so like, I can never put them on.
Well, it's funny that this comes up because yesterday I was filling out some medical forms to start seeing my therapist again because yes. Hollywood is wearing me out. And so it was like, who's your emergency contact? And because I now live with my boyfriend and the father of my child, like, I initially was like, it should be him. Mm-hmm. But I still put my mom because that nigga doesn't answer the phone and I'll be in the middle
you
of the street
know.
Dead. And he'll be like, oh, wait, I didn't, it was on silent.
Oh, this is you?
Oh, wait.
I didn't know that
number. I thought it was
know
a bill
that,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I
didn't know
be dead.
Urgent
like,
care
if,
number.
If it's up to him to answer the phone to save my life, I'm going to die.
Your mom will have
to call but him. My mom, yeah. She always answers the phone.
Yeah.
True that.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
One of the next step that I'm in now is I'm hyper aware of anything cancer related. Yeah. My mom, her affliction, her whatever, her thing, I don't even give it that much credit, but it's real because I want other people to be aware, especially poor folks. I want mm-hmm. black folks. I want poor folks. I want immigrants.
But it was ovarian, right?
It was ovarian
it's
cancer.
It's like undetectable.
It's scary because I went through the anger phase where I was like, my mom died because she was poor and they're trying to kill poor people and there's all this other stuff. Then, after I came out of that, I was watching Kevin Hart's show.
Oh, I watched it.
On Netflix.
I
read his book and there was a lot of things that was from the book in the show. One of the things, his mom died of ovarian cancer while he was on the road in Australia, and Dave Chappelle went through the same thing. He was
one
up
of my
for
mom's best friends died of ovarian cancer when she was in her 30s.
It's a weird thing, and there's
Noelle.
Some.
Do you know Noelle?
I know
Noelle's mom just.
Our friend Stacy from Spain.
Yeah, but I also wonder if this is part of the problem of doctors not listening to black people,
doctors
and black
without
women
borders.
And
women. Ovarian cancer is not detected. So I will say things that are medical. My father's a doctor,
okay.
So ovarian cancer, literally by the time
Beverly,
they can detect it.
Black bougie.
Sure am proud of it.
Pill,
by the time you can detect ovarian cancer, it's almost always stage 4.
Yeah.
And it's very, very rare for it to be surmountable at that point. It's just one of those ones that doesn't show up until it's.
It was so fast. I was in Chicago in September. We're all kicking it. We're doing videos. We're hanging. We're having a good time. She's doing Snoop in the car, being her normal self, life of the party type of person. I came back in October because she didn't go to church one Sunday. And I was like, that's crazy.
About?
I don't give a fuck if she hated everybody that week. She's going to go and look and judge. And by the end of church... Cause she was.
She'll feel better. She got to go and look and
judge. My mom not going to church is like you missing a show. You missing
not
a radio.
A
you not smoking. Lee not going. Not starting a new venture that has to do with writing.
Not going to the vineyard.
Not going to.
We did not vacation on the.
Not
vineyard,
going to
actually.
Waldo Cooney's Pizza in Chicago.
Actually, we vacationed in Hilton Head. Thank you.
Hilton
very
Head.
Much.
It's like us not going to the inauguration.
Black bitch all day. You can't get
all
me.
Day. She's
all
leaned
day.
Into it.
Look, I leaned back.
So when I saw Kevin Hart's show and he was talking about his mom and ovarian cancer, which is like, I didn't even know it was like, and I hate to be so graphic, but it's like a death sentence.
Yeah.
I did not
it's
know
like
this.
It's like pancreatic.
Yeah.
It
you
was
know,
so
it's
much.
Those, there's certain ones that they don't show up. And once they show up, it's, you know.
So my mind is, if anybody's lost their mom with me, I automatically give them the benefit of the doubt. Because it's a weird club to be in.
Yeah, we said that. I talked to you
we
about
we talked
about
the
that,
club
yeah.
of losing a parent. A black man losing his mom? Woo!
Rough.
Yeah. Especially, and it's harder if you haven't had a good relationship, it's hard. But if you had a good relationship, it's even double harder.
It's hard in a different type of way.
It's interesting you say that, though, because I have a close friend in New York who lost his mom, and they did not have a good relationship. And I actually think it's harder.
Yeah, I mean, it's different roles, because you start what could have been.
I will never have the chance, he told me. Like, I'll never have the chance to figure out if we could have.
It's
that's what I'm dealing with now. My parents are kind of what you were saying, like, we're not communicative, we're not open, we don't talk about like personal things. They don't know when I get dumped and I'm upset, like they don't know these things. And my dad's turning 82 this week, my mom's 74, and in therapy this is what I'm working on. Is
you
to
doing
open.
Therapy too?
It'll be 2 years this
Brad, you doing it?
You need help.
Bad.
No, that's
you
not.
You can't smoke your problems. You can't smoke your way.
Everyone should go to therapy.
I'm running out of time, and I want to learn about all these things. I don't know about my parents' lives. I don't know about their inner stuff, and we have this language barrier. So right now, like every time I go home, I have goals of like, do not yell at your
dad. That's not supposed to be funny. But the fact that everyone's like, I can't communicate with my parents. And it was like, oh, this is some deep trauma. They don't speak English.
My Russian's worse. But we're also like, we don't watch sex scenes together. We're just not at that level. And I get really nervous when I try to get deep with them because I don't want reject. I don't know. It's just hard. But I know I'm running out of time and seeing... You know, you and all these people go through losing their parents. I don't want to have regrets. And so every time I go home, I have goals of like questions I want to ask, old photos, things I'm going to do with them.
Yes.
Because, my dad was 50 when I was born. I've always knew that they were going to go. I'm always scared every day.
And you're what, 40 now?
Come on.
I'm joking, I'm fucking with you. Such a young, sprawling, new face.
Yeah. NARS tinted moisturizer. A lot of people.
But you know.
So I'm working so hard to have a deeper, more open thing because my therapist said, "How can they love you fully if they don't know you fully?"
That's a word.
I want them to like fully know me, and I know they won't reject me in ways because like they hate my tattoos. I get to do comedy. They've been supportive forever, but yeah, I'm working really hard on that right now.
You want to hear some super deep?
Regret.
Go ahead.
The deep, deep, deep.
Deep.
And I save it for my boy Clark Jones podcast. Speaking of parenting, was what your thing you went through with your mom's had me thinking. Another thing in my feelings was, I just became a dad 2 years ago,
Wait a minute.
I did it
because we have, and I had embedded that so deep that I didn't even think to bring that up because I'm like, I'm never gonna talk about it.
Never.
Ready.
It took me.
I was shocked you brought it up to me this week.
Yeah, it took me over a year and a half
Was it a secret?
I had a Tinder baby. And the thing is, I didn't get over that shit until I ain't gonna even mean a name drop. Okay. But the person that got me over that shit was Drake. It was Drake because the funny thing is
it was Pusha T.
It was Drake first. I was in Jamaica.
Great call.
And then that Drake the one that happened last year, the March 9th, 14th, the one about his baby.
Yeah.
So the first half of the album, I'm like, whoa, Jamaica, I'm on this villa kicking it, blood, champagne.
Yeah.
Partying. Then that fucking baby song came on. Nigga, I was like by the hammock in my feelings. Fuck, going crazy. And then before that, I was at Clusterfest in San Fran.
You stop hiding that child.
I was in Clusterfest in San Fran, and this is back when Hannibal was drinking, right? So we were both smashing San Fran. We had done Clusterfest, kicking it. We had a great comedy day. He had opened up for Seinfeld. We were partying. He opened up for Dave Chappelle, kicking it. We had the punchline in the dressing room punchline, and it's me, Dave, Marshawn Lynch, and Hannibal. And Dave was like, what's up? Wait, how you been, man? How you doing? I'm like, I'm all right, man. Yeah. He's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, and Hannah was like, tell him. I was like, Dave, I had a Tinder baby. He was like, nigga, what's that?
Nigga, what's a Tinder baby?
I was like, well, sometimes, Dave, niggas in their 40s shouldn't be acting like they Travis Scott, wilding, popping mollies. Drinking, going crazy and shit. Yes. He's like, oh man, congratulations.
But
like,
this is someone you met on Tinder, right?
Yes.
Like, okay, I'm just like, let's just say
a stranger. Yes. Like, that's not a boyfriend.
That's
word economy is a big thing.
I really want to know. I'm sorry. Succinct. I have to know what Marshawn Lynch said.
Oh, no, I'm going to tell you. So
Hold on. We got to take a quick break. On Classic Black Dude. And we're going to close. That's one of the rules. We're going to close strong. We've been talking so much. We didn't fuck the agenda. We kind of did. Then we started talking about some other shit. But that's just what it is when you when you're on Classic Black Dude.
What I have to say after this break is poignant, and it got my life together.
We will be right back with Lee Davenport, Lisa Traeger, and my man Brian Babylon. Just opened up. This was a watershed moment. We'll be right back. So happy to be here, at Classic Black Dude. We are back here. It's just me and my friends here on Classic Black Dude. We bringing back so many parts of my life. Black comedy on the South Side. White comedy on the North Side. HBCUs. And we got Beverly. Black, bougie, Chicago.
You know, the first address I ever remember was 8751 South Beverly. That was my first address.
That was the first one?
My first address ever.
Like my grandma lives on 102nd in Beverly.
8751 South Beverly, right by the railroad tracks, where that old Jewel used to be.
I have been since,
Okay.
All right.
So what did Chappelle say?
Marshawn Lynch.
So
we're back. I'm in the green room. It's first Cluster Fest. Been drinking all day, having a good time. I'm in the green room, and then Dave's like, what's up, Batman? I was like, I told him that, hey, man, I just had a Tinder baby. He's like, nigga, what's Tinder baby? I said, pretty much, baby with a stranger, due to drugs, mollies, alcohol. Mm. Then he says, congratulations, man. I said, that's great. I'm like, nigga, didn't I just say, congratulations? What the fuck's wrong with congratulations? You know what I'm saying? I come from a good home. You know what I'm saying?
It's something about that.
I can't be having the baby with no stranger. My daddy found that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he said, was the baby healthy? He's like, no, baby's cute, it's healthy. He says, baby mama good. Like, actually, you know, for having a baby with a stranger, it hasn't been that bad. He's like, wait a minute. He said this quote, wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me you have the greatest joy of fatherhood, one of the best things of all time, and you can suck titties whenever you want to without any legal repercussions? I was like, yeah. Nigga, fuck you. You fine. Shut the fuck up, man. Get the fuck out of here. I thought you were going to tell me some real shit like, Dave, I have cancer. Yeah. No, then you fine. If it's, you trust me, okay. Then Marshawn Lynch was like, hey, buddy, if you good with the baby mama, buddy, you all good. I can tell you some horror stories. I can tell you some horror stories about baby mamas, man.
Listen, every black...
From that moment...
Yes. I'm going to let you finish this out.
From that moment, I was like, thanks, Dave.
Yes.
I guess I can make through this. Because I know motherfuckers who had crazy shit happen with babies.
So what is the arrangement, I guess? Like, you guys are friends, you're friendly, you hang out together.
Co-parenting.
We're co-parenting. You know, I send cash, you know, when I can. You know, she comes.
Is the baby not in you all don't live in the same state?
No, she is in Berkeley, between Berkeley and New York, and then she's from Indiana. So they go between both.
Oh, shit.
They travel.
Yeah, the Bay is where
in Berkeley. So
have you been enjoying your experience with fatherhood?
Yeah, I mean, I would love it to be more how I want it, but you have to, like, sort of, like, take on a whole nother motherfucker shit that you don't know. That's the crazy shit you don't know. But
I've seen your hustle ramp up.
You got to.
Since.
You got to. Like, you got to start, like, I have another mouth to feed. And then, but, you know, the mother and my daughter do come to my mom's house for holidays. So I'm trying to, like, if I can just get my daughter and my sister's kids who are the same age and my family around two, three times a year, I done won. You know what I'm saying? Those are my small little life goals. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I left, your mom's service was like, dude, I got to rev this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't take anything for granted. I got to enjoy this time with my mom and my dad and my daughter and my sister. Fuck comedy. Fuck all that real shit. You know what I'm saying? After something like, fuck comedy. Fuck touring. Shit gets real super quick.
Let me just say this, and I want to say this because I always, like, one thing in my comedy and one thing with this show is dispelling stereotypes about anything. About if I have a white woman on, she dispels stereotypes about white women. Chinese man, black dudes.
What Chinese man have you had on here? I'm fucking with you.
2020.
Yeah.
We have a Filipino friend.
Metal rat. Metal rat. Whole new outlook.
Right.
I want you to just quickly, every black dude that you told, what was their reaction?
every black dude that I told, and it was, I mean, the numbers were low. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told you, the Will, then
Hannibal, Dave, like, Chappelle. How did we all react? We were like,
congratulations.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm like, what happy. Are you saying to me?
Happy.
And it was to the point, I was like, I was living in L.A. I was living at the Laugh Factory apartments over on Sunset and Laurel, depressed. I didn't realize, you know, black guys, I said, nigga, I think I'm depressed. Because I was living in that little ass.
I also
ass...
think it's easy to say happy as the friend and not.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in your, like, let's it's, be yeah, real. Like,
you, but,
like,
but we never know how we're going to react to something until you're faced with the situation. And our natural thing, some people, they
yeah,
told me.
I feel like he could have had friends that would have been like, oh, that's a bummer.
But
you know?
Some people, they told me they became a daddy. I'd be like, oh, man, congratulations. But I was seriously like, because he got great uncles in me. All the people you told.
All my family. I have a good family structure. My friend structure is good. But it was for me personally at
it's
where I was in my life.
It's not the way you wanted it to be.
But let's be real. Was it ever going to be a pick and fix situation for Brian Babylon?
No such,
hell no.
There's
no such thing as ideal.
There's no such thing as an ideal time. Trust me.
It doesn't. It looked like I'm not getting married. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it was going to have to be some crazy ass shit.
I am not married.
But I'm saying.
Okay, I mean, Clark will know that for me to have had a child, not married, coming
it's
from
not,
my family.
And that's how this whole thing started. We just like, we're it, not used to
and
that.
And I don't feel a way about it. And when I was pregnant, people were like, are you guys going to get married? I was like, I mean, I guess so, eventually. Maybe. Yeah. I don't fucking know. What difference does it make?
Yeah. People always want to put their insecurities and their shit on you. Like, when I started dating my ex-girlfriend, everyone was like, are you gay? What's your who are you dating next? And anytime I hook up with someone, it's like, guy or girl, it's like, this is your stuff. Like, why are you, why do I have to define myself for
you?
What's
this.
Going on?
This is
and that's how I feel with you.
Now your shit's coming out.
Your shit's coming out.
That's your insecurity coming out.
And that's how I feel with you. It's like, you're pregnant. You have a thing. Like, why does everyone have to know when you're going to get married? And same with my friends who have one kid. All my other friends are like, are they going to have another? I'm like, I don't ask them that because I don't give a fuck.
Trust me,
like,
the last thing anyone who has had a kid wants to hear is, when are you having another?
It's so weird. And then finally my friend went, we're thinking
when
about
it. When you going to have another one, motherfucker?
Yeah, when you going to have a first one?
Why don't you have your first one?
Even our friends
talk to me about our second.
Our friends just got married immediately. It's like, when are you having kids? It's like, worry about your life. Let everyone live how they want. Yeah. It's like so annoying when people want all your answers.
But I think, Clark, your point about like stereotypes and just, I think that bringing a child into the world, and especially like when you lose a parent and when you have a kid and just that circle of life, is that you just realize like all of this shit mostly doesn't matter except for your friends and your family.
Yeah.
You know, like, whether you're where you want to be in life or are still striving to get there or broke or whatever, if you have your friends and your family, like, everything's going to be fine.
Because I was nervous, like, oh, I can't keep this a secret forever. So I remember one time I was a little high. I was on Windy City Live, like, on TV.
Mm.
And Godfrey was there. Fucking Ozzie Guillen.
Chicago, he's killing.
Yeah. Ozzie Guillen, the former manager of White Sox.
We know who Ozzie Guillen is.
And I'm just saying, for our listeners who don't know, and he was just like, this, you know how he gets animated, whatever, talking about, you know,
the fuck was that? What racial stereotype did you just do?
I think that was
Ozzie Guillen. His English is not the best.
What did he say when you told him you had a baby?
I don't know what happened, but his whole energy just made me say that shit on TV. Like, way before I was ready. Like, I just had a baby.
Oh, the first people I told I was pregnant was my stand-up class.
Lee took stand-up.
I did like a couple of them, but my stand-up was good.
I know, it was great, but I couldn't give her that. Because
you did what you need to do.
I'm like, keep at it.
Yeah, oh, you trying to do kind of your little comedy?
Yeah, you trying to do a little stand up now?
It's scary to encourage a person newly starting stand up to like keep going because you're responsible at that point.
Yeah.
Like, people, whenever, like, even with Will, whenever things are going well in comedy, I could just feel him feeling like, oh shit, I got to get him some good news quick because he feels responsible. Who's responsible? Or who feels responsible for your comedy career a little bit? Anybody?
Nobody. Mary Lindsay built the club, and I went over there.
Who feels responsible?
Who got you out there?
A little bit, like, man, we got to make sure that you're still staying excited about the shit? Who feels responsible?
I just am always excited. I don't know if anyone. Nobody? I was just so young and dumb and naive, and I just started and didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I was just kind of.
I want to bring up. Thank you.
I'll be in 11 years in March, but like the moment I started, I was like, I couldn't even do the full 2 minutes, turned red, shook, but I was like, this is it. And I came back the next, and then I started every day. Like, I just knew, I didn't know it could be a job. I didn't understand. I was in college. I would do homework in the back, but like the moment I did it, I was like, this is it. Like, I found my people, and not only comedy-wise, and I loved it, and I love to talk, but I had these boots, and when I went to college in Iowa, everyone shat on my boots. And then I started going on open mics, and everyone was like, sweet boots. And I was like, I found my people.
I found people
that want to, like, drink, and they're not offended, and they're open and honest with their problems, and, like,
I'm gonna tell you when
this
is
who I want to hang out with. Like, I found my people when I started
Lisa,
comedy.
I'm gonna tell you, Lisa's, for me, Lisa's breakout comedy moment. When I saw her go straight Super Saiyan.
Oh, is this at Laugh Factory?
No.
Oh.
This was when
I did one of your black shows at Laugh Factory, and it was one of the best moments of my life.
No, this was when a lot of
did you do this coffee shop show?
Of course, yeah.
Of course. A lot of white comics will always come to me for a way to get into Jokes and Notes. Right? Mm-hmm. And I remember the time I brought Lisa to Jokes and Notes, and she went up there and fucking murdered it. Never look back. Because for a lot of white comics, once you kill that, Kenny DeForest the same
Kenny
way.
Kenny DeForest came up murdered.
And then Jay Washington went after. No, Jay Washington, went, Jay Washington went after you.
2020.
No, I'm just saying, like, okay. Because Jay had been there every week. Lisa had never been there. Mm-hmm. She was the one nervous. He wasn't. She went up there and murdered. And his set was just, but I'm saying, like, her energy.
Jokes and Notes was scary. So there was a comic.
It's scary.
There was a comic, Andrew Halter, I don't know if you want to blur it, but he had a really bad car accident. So he had a hole in his neck. He walked weird. He spoke with a weird pattern. You know, he had problems. And he wasn't doing well at Jokes and Notes, and they played off Walk This Way for his walk-off music as he fucking limped off. And I was like,
It's brutal.
I'm so scared of
that. That's just what we do.
But
when you slay that beast, Junior Sapka. I brought Junior up there for the first time, I lived across the street from the club, and I remember I was walking to the club, and I see Junior is in his car, and he's drinking out of a little hobo thing of gin, like, you know, just a hobo bottle. Like,
well, because bombing for a giant group of black people is shit. It feels worse.
So Junior's like, hey,
the
faces, line.
I bombed at Jokes and Notes bad, and it feels bad.
And he was so nervous, and he was like, what should I do? I was like, dude, this is what you do. The best thing I can say is the first thing you say has to be the funniest shit you got. And then it'll coast from there.
Here's the thing. The show starts after they say your name. That's when you have, you know, you go to white rooms, they let you, all right, we'll work with you. About 5 minutes in, people start getting impatient. Motherfuckers get impatient as soon as they say your name. So the first thing you say, thing you say got to be the funniest shit they've ever heard. Not you've ever heard, they've ever heard.
And that's what I said. So Junior Sapka said his first line was, I never get it. Because he looks fucking insane. Just a 6'3" Polish dude, long hair. He was like, his first thing was, you know who gives the best head? Somebody's like, who? A vagina.
Motherfuckers lost it. Motherfuckers lost it. Let's talk again. Kenny DeForest. Because so many people, comedy is a thing that makes you nervous. Let me just, all right, because I know we got to go soon.
Go ahead.
But Kenny DeForest went up, and they were, I remember the Gucci Mane song that played. It was a song with Gucci Mane and Jeezy. It was Gucci Hammer, Cock and Hammer, some shit. He went up there. He was supposed to, because you're supposed to go up, you're supposed to say the funniest thing you ever heard. He went up there and danced as soon as he got on stage. And it wasn't even like on some pandering shit. He really fucked with the song. And so, motherfucker, everybody in the crowd fucked with the song. So he just went up, wrote that energy, and motherfucker was like, oh, shit, we all fucked with this.
You know what? They didn't smell fear on him.
He got comfortable. He danced a little bit. Then he told that Adele joke, and motherfuckers went crazy. Then he told that Bear Bryant joke. Motherfuckers went crazy. And it's just like, you never know how this shit gonna happen. Lisa, when she came, what was the first thing you said? You remember?
I don't remember. I remember when I did your album recording, though, at Jokes and Notes, and Lil Rel hosted, and I was going up first.
That was crazy.
I was going up first. I was so nervous, and he, you know, he's doing his time. He's crushing. That's his home. And then he goes, this next comic, good friend of Clark, baby girl, what's your name again? And I was like, this fuckhead. And so then I had to, like, I had to try really hard.
You
I don't
fed off that energy.
Well, I was so mad at him. I was like, I already am like, I don't know. I felt.
You got to be angry. Yeah. You killed it. No,
my name is Lil Liza.
No, I feel like I kept a grudge with him for a long time. That was one-sided. He didn't care. But I was like, fuck him.
No, wait, I can't remember you.
Believe. And that, first of all, that album never came out, number one. It was called Here's My Problem. And I can't believe I had the audacity to even ask, hey, Lil Ro, can you host my album release? And he was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? This shit better be funny. So that's great. Long story to history. We could have honestly did this podcast for 3 fucking hours.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got to talk to y'all. Thank y'all so much for coming through.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask Liza first, what you got coming up? Where can people find you? And yeah.
I'm at GlitterCheese on .com, Instagram, and Twitter.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be in weird places. I mean,
is coming out next week, so it's soon.
Chicago on the 19th. I don't know if that's too late. Jamestown, New York on the 24th. Okay. I'll be in San Francisco the 13th to the 16th. I'll be in Australia for a month.
Is that Sketchfest? For San
no, their offers are disrespectful. I'm saying it right now. How dare you?
Sketchfest Beyonce.
Offer me $200.
Yeah.
And Glitter Cheese. Brian Babylon.
I'm actually in hardcore development right now on some stuff.
Okay.
So work on this pilot that can't be really named right now, but it's gonna be. We shot it last night. It's fun.
Yes.
And I'm actually about to get this new day job, which is crazy, but it's gonna be allowing me to do whatever I want. With a organization back in Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago Ideas Week. So we're gonna be popping it.
Still catch you on @BrianWaitWait.
Yeah, wait for.
Oh yeah, see my Netflix special. It's part of the Degenerates. Yeah.
Degenerates. Nice. @BrianBabylon.
@BrianBabylon, and we making moves.
Lee, what you want to tell the people?
Well, as you know, I hate social media.
But you're back. You're back on social media.
I posted
somewhat
twice.
You liked a couple posts.
I did. I like your posts. I was like, thank I love you. I'm sorry your mom died. sucks.
People don't know what to say, but I love it.
It's very uncomfortable. But
no comments.
No. I said no comments and motherfuckers went ham. Oh man, we could go on. But all right,
sorry.
Go.
But anyway, I hate social media, but I am the same. I'm at Lee Dev on all platforms.
L-E-I-G-H-D-A-V.
If I ever go on there or do anything, it's to be seen.
That's more impressive.
But
don't be on social media.
Yeah, I just can't fucking. I can't.
The name of the show.
My show is Run the World. It'll be out later. I think at the end of the summer on Stars.
Wow.
The Wendy Williams movie should be out in March. The Gabrielle Union movie is going to be on Netflix. And so I think we're filming that in the spring, so maybe in September.
And me and Clark are playing what roles?
We didn't talk about it.
We need to talk.
Yeah, like, I didn't
that's
break
so
it
funny.
Up.
That's so funny. Me and Lee got to talk about this. I'll just remind Lee.
Playing?
Lee, 2 years ago when she read my pilot, she was like, "Yo, this is whenever I come up, whenever I have a show, you're definitely gonna be on it." And now here we are 2 years later.
My writer's room has not opened yet.
Don't shut me down. Don't bring me up. Work it out. For all the lovely fans of Classic Black Dude, all the classes, I'll be in the Brooklyn Podcast Festival on the 22nd.
Oh, fun.
22nd, 10 o'clock at Union Hall. Come through. It'll be the Lucas Brothers.
In New York.
Larry Owens. Marcus Russell Price. Josh Johnson. Okay. And we got the editor, I'm waiting for her to hit me back, but the editor of Vibe.com, she's going to come through. It's going to be great.
Word.
Also, on the 20th, that Monday, listen up, y'all. We got one of the greatest shows I've ever been a part of. Fucking Michelle Buteau will be there. Lilana Glazer will be there. Sam J will be there.
She's going to have the special
Yamanika
of 2020.
Yamanika Saunders will be there.
I like her too.
Chris DiStefano is
J.
on the show. PDD Abreu. It's one of the greatest shows I've ever been part of. It'll be Monday at Baby's All Right in Brooklyn. So make sure you check that out. Make sure you follow me at The Clark Jones. Follow my lovely guests. Follow the podcast. Classic Black Dude. Like, share, subscribe, comment. Love it. Send reviews, everything you need to do. I'm so thankful. This has been another great episode of Classic Black Dude with your host, Clark Jones, a.k.a. Pod Strickland. Year of the Silver fucking Rat.
Let's metal get rat. Metal rat.
Year of the... I'm good at messing shit up, but we'll be back. We love y'all. Classic Black Dude. Thank you.